This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Cliff Kingsbury reportedly turned down the New Orleans Saints job to stay here in Washington.
Did they actually offer him or just an interview?
Story here in Athlon Sports. I don't know if they offered him. They're putting it that, obviously the job is going to Kellen Moore.
Mm-hmm.
But that they wanted him to interview, and he said no, he passed. I know he said he was having too good of a time here. Our buddy Grant Paulson said he was told by a rival official that the Saints' job was Kingsbury's if he wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made clear to him, but he decided that he just wanted to keep calling plays here in D.C. with Daniels at the helm.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think that lasts? Do you think it's possible he could just be like Vic Fangio was a head coach for a little bit for the Broncos,
mm-hmm.
right? Just won the Super Bowl as the defensive coordinator and was praised a lot for turning that defense around. But he's mostly been a coordinator and a coach. Do you think it's possible that Kingsbury could say, you know what, I'm kind of just happy in this role.
Money for now.
And I'll just stay in this role forever.
He did say...
You can make a great living doing it.
Certainly. I mean, he said in one of his pressers that he wants to be a head coach again when he was asked about it. But he's certainly... I mean, we've seen he's certainly not in a rush to become a head coach. Like, he has the luxury of being able to be choosy.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to just grab a job just because it's out there.
Right.
Like, and he gets to work with a superstar quarterback in Jaden Daniels for year two.
Now, I know what you're going to do. You're going to bring up the offensive coordinator for the Texans.
Oh,
got
slow.
Fired.
Yeah.
You know, who was
got another
being
job.
Interviewed. Huh? Where is he?
Dolphins?
Where did he land?
Is he going to be OC?
No, he didn't get an OC job. He got a demotion.
He did.
I don't know what the actual position was, but
I think
it might have been passing game
coordinator or something.
Yeah, or
I think Kingsbury's
coach.
Accomplished enough that he doesn't have to worry about that per se. I think he just wants to wait for the right spot, the right young quarterback to hitch his wagon to.
He can bide his time.
Yeah.
Slowick, senior passing game coordinator for the Dolphins.
So it was Dolphins.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, if they have another good year and Daniels gets even better, he's going to be the Ben Johnson of next year.
But he's only going to take a gig if it's the right spot.
Right.
You know, good young quarterback to build around.
And I would think that goes into next year, too. If after next year,
that's what I mean.
You know, like, he doesn't see something he likes, he could be the coordinator here for 3 years.
What did Ben Johnson make on that new deal?
I think like $13 million a year.
So, JP, you're right. You can make a great living being a coordinator, but It ain't like being head coach. I mean,
he's already rich.
You make triple what you make as a coordinator.
Right. Yeah. But he's already rich.
No, he is.
I mean, probably rich. What do you think? Yeah. He's got 30, 40 million bucks?
Yeah, but still, I mean, he's still motivated.
He's worth
a lot.
Probably
wants to eventually run his own show.
I mean, the dopes from the Cardinals gave him an extension through 2027. He's getting all that money.
Right. So he might be here for another 2 years.
It's very possible.
Could be.
Like if the jobs that open up after next
NFL season.
What's he getting
paid this year? What's he getting paid? Like $10 million or is it not that
much? I don't think it's that high.
Maybe $7 or $8 million?
It could be in that range, along with whatever he's making with the Commanders.
Right.
Say he's making
two,
five and a half or six from the Cardinals and two or two and a half from the Commanders.
Yeah.
He's pulling in $8 or $8.5 million a year. Like that's like being a head coach.
And you get to work
right,
with Jason.
But eventually the Commanders or the Cardinals contract runs out.
Sure.
Right, but that's 27.
Okay.
So he's literally in no rush.
No, he's no,
certainly
he's not.
From a financial standpoint.
Clearly he didn't feel like he was if he didn't want the Saints job.
Yeah. You gotta be very careful. You may not have to be as careful for your first job. But your second job, you better be very careful.
Yeah.
Because you ain't going to get a third shot at it.
Very unlikely.
Very unless rare. You're super successful.
Yeah. So Kingsbury initially signed a four-year, $22 million contract in 2019.
Right.
Then Arizona gave him an extension in 2022.
What was it?
Which is a guaranteed contract for 5 years that pays $7.5 million annually.
There you go.
All right. So he's probably making 9 or 10.
Yeah,
a year right
making,
now.
He's probably making two or two and a half minimum as the OC here, right? Like that's
no more than that. Supposedly, at least according to this article from the Sport News, he signed a 3 year, $18 million contract with the Commanders.
He's making $6 million as the OC.
Oh, he's not going anywhere, dude.
Oh yeah, he's
making $6 million a year plus seven. He's making $13.5 million a year to be the offensive coordinator. Oh. No pressure.
Yeah.
You're working with one of the brightest young stars.
So he is making Ben Johnson money.
Those numbers are generally hard to find what coordinators make.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's making that sort of scratch, why would he be in a rush to take a dreadful Saints job?
He's going to be here two more years.
He very well could be.
Amazing.
Because that money's going to run through 2027.
Yeah,
so he's here at 25 and 26. And then he has his pick of whatever job he wants as long as the offense doesn't fall
maybe
apart.
He'll leave next year if it's a perfect gig, but like maybe if maybe they fire the Houston coach and he thinks that that's a young quarterback I can work with.
Well, the Bengals, I always feel like the Bengals,
Bengals
head coach has got to be on the bubble.
I feel like he's a
you don't good. Lead the Bengals to the playoffs
like teams
then,
whose jobs could come open after next year. Like you look at the Browns, maybe Stefanski's thrown overboard.
You're not going to go there.
The Giants' job.
You're not going to go there.
If Dable doesn't turn that thing around.
You're not going there, that uncertainty.
Probably not.
What about the Dolphins' job?
Dolphins' job, if they
unlikely.
Struggle.
I wouldn't go there.
Well, at least you got a quarterback.
Dallas.
Kind of.
I could see Schottenheimer being one.
I mean, there's only certain spots that have a quarterback.
Carolina could be a job that's open, but do you want to go work for that owner?
Probably not. He ain't going there.
You're not going there.
So...
I'm telling you, Cincinnati, I like that. I think Houston.
He's not going back to Arizona.
To blow him out.
He's not going back to Arizona.
If he finally win you over, because you had him on double secret probation for a while,
Cliff?
Kingsbury.
I mean, I thought he was good. Overall, good. Yeah. Maybe very good.
I'd put him nudging into very good territory.
If you want to say very good, it's fine.
I just put the player far above the coordinator and the scheme.
Well, me too.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
He's not drawing up fourth and... Didn't they go for it on 4th and 22 and Daniels ran for 24 yards? He's not drawing that up.
No.
No, that's called having
There's 20 guys at least that could coach him up and be very successful, like creative offensive minds. There's not 20 like Jaden Daniels out there. Like, it's way harder to find Jaden.
You know that I think I saw Jalen Hurts has had a new coordinator every year for like 7 straight years, like going back to college.
Yeah, we had that.
Makes
Kirk
sense.
Had that, right?
I mean,
didn't Kirk have that for a while? Or
Kirk
was
did
it?
Have a lot of OCs. A
bunch of different OCs.
That he was going through.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to regret not going to New Orleans.
No, I think he obviously made the right decision to stay here and coach Jaden. You upgrade the offense. You bring in another wide out. Hopefully, Sinnott develops some. Maybe upgrade your running back room. And look, as long as Jaden Daniels keeps doing what he's doing, he's in a great spot.
What other job potentially would have a quarterback situation that's enviable that might be up?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, we said. Yep. Houston, potentially, maybe, right?
No, Houston's not going to fire. Why would they go to the playoffs every year?
If they bomb out. I'm just wondering. Nah. Just saying that's a situation where he could go.
Well, just because of the quarterback?
Yeah.
But they're not going to fire him.
Yeah, but a lot of times coaches want the jobs where they can draft a QB high. Not an established
QB. Yeah, if
it's a
QB.
The QB is the problem in those jobs. So.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow's not the problem. I don't think Stroud's the problem.
Yeah, of course. But most situations, you don't have a good
quarterback. Right, I'm trying to think where it would be a no-brainer.
The Chiefs. Andy Reid could retire.
That could be one. You could be sitting on that.
That would be a nice.
You know,
hasn't he coached Pat Mahomes before?
Yeah, why don't you sit on the Chiefs?
They're bringing Bieniemy in to take over.
Yeah. Sit on the Chiefs job. That's a good call. I mean, is Andy Reid really going to hang it up? He just seems like a lifer. Seems like a guy.
Seems like it.
Seems like a guy to me who wants to die on the sideline.
It just seems like now he says, yeah, I'm coming back for one more year and one more year and one more year.
Yeah.
And it could end up being five more years.
I think, Drab, you want that draft a quarterback high if it's a great class. You know, not this year. You don't want to hitch your wagon to either one of these quarterbacks, I don't think.
To Shador or Cam Ward?
Not if this is your last chance at it. I don't think so. This is his last chance to be a successful NFL head coach.
Generally, when you're getting a head coaching job, team is bad.
Team needs a quarterback.
I understand.
Yeah, so it is what it is. You just got to pick one that you think you can succeed at.
And look, if Cincinnati goes to the playoffs next year, they're not going to fire Taylor.
Right, I agree. But they could fire him if Burrow gets hurt or something. You know what I mean?
Or if he doesn't get hurt and their defense sucks and they can't make the playoffs again, I would see him going.
It's hard to project what's going to happen after an entire season.
It is.
Like to project which coaches are going to be able. You just never know. Like
we knew Ron was gone.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. But what if Mike Tomlin finally leaves Pittsburgh? And boom, there's a job that's open.
Yeah, but. I mean, it's a great job.
What if
even without a quarterback, that might be one of the rare.
What if
that family doesn't mow through coaches?
No. What if Jim Harbaugh all of a sudden says, "You know what? I want to go back to college." Like you just don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
The NFL is weird. I didn't think Gerard Mayo would get fired after 1 year in New England, but that happened too.
Yeah,
I think Washington,
some guys just aren't cut out for it.
Yeah,
they're lucky that they have a coordinator that they believe in. That fits in to the culture with Dan Quinn, and you know, hopefully they can ride it out for a couple of years. But I would guess, since he didn't take this, and Grant was reporting that the Saints basically were willing to give him the job. He was their number one guy before Kellen Moore. Mm-hmm. That next year something's going to open up, and he'll probably take it. He'll take it somewhere.
I don't think he's going to take just to take it. It's got to be the right spot. You're not going to do it just to do it. It's got to be. This is your last.
How many spots were open?
He's got so much money coming to him
this offseason. There was seven, right? I'm guessing.
Seems like there's always six or eight jobs open every year.
Of course,
next year, there could be another four or five.
Who are the quarterback class for next year? Is not considered that great either.
No.
Who are the top dogs for that class? Like right now,
Manning.
He hadn't played yet.
Probably. I'll tell you this. Tell you the stud's going to be when he finally gets to the leagues. Lenora Sellers. He's going to be a stud.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a dual threat kid, getting better as a passer. But look. You can't compare any of the future classes right now to what we had last year because they're just not there right now.
I also called that back padding machine.
Well, you were pretty good about that, even though you never saw any of them play in college.
I don't have to. I just looked at their highlights. I was like, yeah, this is a pretty good class. These are all pretty good.
You told us that Jaden Daniels was a fifth-round pick until his senior year.
What Adam Peters said.
Well, that's what the book was on him.
right.
And now he's an all-great-time great rookie. Just don't know.
Yeah, it just kind of depends.
Yeah, but he was considered to be very good. By the time the draft came around, he improved his stock that much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This next college football season, you might have four stud quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, that's
people
possible.
People are salivating over.
For sure, for sure.
And there's always desperate teams that are just going to reach.
Always. Well, they have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're just dead in
the
water.
I mean, the teams this year that need quarterbacks, okay, if you can't get a veteran, you can't get Cousins or Darnold or any of these guys.
Right.
All right, well, you're probably going to reach for Milroe.
I don't understand. Like when I watch Shador Sanders, he looks pretty good to me. I don't know what are the knocks against him.
Doesn't have an elite arm. doesn't have elite athleticism.
All right.
I watched Dion said he's athletic enough.
Yeah, he looks athletic enough.
And his balls get there.
He looks athletic enough. I don't know. I can't speak to his arm.
Yeah. So you're just kind of comparing him to – everyone's just going to be compared to Jaden in terms of athleticism, and it's hard to come by.
Yep. Coming up next, what does the average couple do 58 times?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A year. So what do you think couples do 58 times a year?
Go out to eat.
Jason's guess is go out to eat now.
I mean, obviously, I thought.
I know. We do.
I thought buns.
How many times?
You thought smash 58 smash. Times a year?
No chance.
Cakes, do you have a guess?
I saw the headline. I saw I can't guess.
Hold on. 58 times. You don't go out to eat 58 times a year? You more than that.
As a couple?
Yeah.
Like on like Friday night, Valentine's Day, we're going out a couple like a nice dinner. Like if you're going to include like your fast casual places, yeah, more than that, but not necessarily as a couple.
I got nothing for Valentine's Day, by the way. Nothing.
Mine already arrived.
Plans. The Cakes Classic at MGM National Harbor is on Valentine's
Poker
Day.
Poker Widow.
It's on Valentine's Day. I didn't schedule it that way, but that's just the way it worked out.
We should do a bit. We have a funeral and have Amy dress in black.
Sure.
For what?
Have Amy widow, dress in black. Well, the funeral this... because she's a poker widow.
Yeah. Right. Right.
So he lost him. It was tough. Mm-hmm. He lost him to MGM National Harbor.
I saw what it is.
Oh, you already saw it?
I saw what it is.
It's arguing about money.
Mm. Oh, is that Jason? Oh, 200 times a year.
I
thought it was just arguing.
That's a low number.
I was going to say, Cakes and his wife haven't argued in like a decade. They don't argue.
I would say I'm close to that average for sure. Because it rips
does it
me.
Ruin your day? Like when you get, is it that bad of an argument? Or is it just yell at each other and then? Or
it's not really yelling. It's just, I don't think there's
you're
yelling.
Perturbed with each
it's
other.
It's just more like resignation for me, like, do we need 5 Amazon boxes coming today? Because none of them are for me.
Yeah.
I'm not ordering. I put away my daughter's jacket. Do we need 15 jackets and winter coats?
Right.
Do we need that? I don't think so.
Right.
That's your hill to die on.
We don't argue about money. My wife has been lamenting our dwindling supply of it of late. Although we did make our last Cornell payment.
Ah, very done. Good. Done. That feels like a raise.
Done.
That's huge. Done.
That's fantastic.
And I guess in theory I should be done with Stevie too, but he's fading on these last two classes. He's got to lock in.
The only real argument, I don't even know if I would categorize them as arguments about money between my wife and I, are it's about Bitcoin. Anytime Bitcoin comes up, she wants to sell it.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, well, she
doesn't have faith.
She's not
she has no faith.
She's not a gambler.
It's not a gamble. Not a gamble anymore.
Maybe not. Maybe that's the case. Maybe I should use that as ammunition.
But yes.
She's more, when it comes to investments, more conservative by nature.
Right.
I am more aggressive by nature.
Yes. See, I think I'm a little
pull and tug there.
I'm a little you have that reputation at the poker table, too.
I'm probably a little more like Jason. I'm not to the extreme of Jason. I'm not checking my bank account at work. All right? I'm not monitoring every
last little thing.
Market opens
in 3.5 minutes, by the way.
I'm definitely don't pay attention to the market.
Market opens soon.
What are the NASDAQ futures?
I don't even know.
I can tell you.
If I guess the Dow, am I within 1,000? Is it 45,000?
I'll have to pull it up.
No idea. I think you've done that bit a few times.
It's always in that ballpark, I think.
I think it's 44, but in there.
Let's see. The NASDAQ futures are... Oh.
Down.
They're down. They're down big. Maybe you shouldn't look at your
minus
portfolio
minus 194.
Today.
That's what I see.
It doesn't matter what they open. It matters what they close.
Well, when this number is this big at the open, rarely is it a good number at the close.
I guarantee it's going to be down, but what's the number?
Minus 250.
Okay, but remember that...
Is that the current right now?
Yeah.
45 minutes ago, it was 190. So
a lot happens in
45
minutes.
Remember that day a couple weeks ago where it opened at minus 1,100? It closed at minus like 400.
Yeah, it'll rally.
It'll rally.
But I think I'm a little bit like Jason, that I don't spend that much. Like, EB is an ultimate consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't shop, really. I don't buy stuff. So then when I see it all from the other end, it bothers me. Like what are we doing?
Where's the money going?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Well, look, I mean, you've got another kid going to college. Actually, you got two. I mean, you have an 8-year-old, so you've got 8 more years of college. You've got another 4 years of college.
Mm-hmm. 2 more years of high school.
2 more years of private high school.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even thinking about weddings.
I'm fortunate now.
Oh, I'm not even thinking about
I'm not thinking about that. I'm not letting my daughters get married.
Oh. You're forbidding
if they are getting married, I'm not paying for it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not paying
for it. So who's going to pay for it?
They're going to have to find out. Find somebody to do it. I'll help them out with a house.
They're going
to
F around and find out.
But I'm not. I think weddings are so effing useless because you burn all this money for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It is true.
You're lighting money on fire.
It's a huge waste of money.
You're lighting money on fire.
Huge waste of money.
It's one thing. All right, if you have a smaller wedding, but you don't have like the expensive, you know, open bar for 4 or 5 hours and all the high end food and hire a band, a photographer, you know, video
like Squirrel's wedding.
That's stupid. Please don't do that, people.
Squirrel be insulted. I can't even remember his wedding.
Well, he definitely had, didn't he have a sushi happy hour? Like the cocktail hours, like there was sushi everywhere.
Apparently,
I know sushi isn't cheap.
Apparently, Melissa's still pissed at me because, you know, Glenn is, I don't know, he's like 10 years older than his wife or something.
Okay.
You know,
he's definitely probably about
10 years older than Melissa.
Right.
And I think the priest even made some reference to the age difference.
Oh, really? Right.
And I burst out laughing.
During the wedding?
Yes. And right. she's still pissed.
She resents you for that?
I think.
It's crazy.
I think she loves me. I think we're tight. But right. I think she's still, deep down, pissed at me for that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I recognize her. I haven't seen her in forever.
She looks same. You'd recognize her.
I'm sure, but I just haven't seen her in 15 years.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We're just talking about wasting money.
About you not paying for weddings.
Yeah, it's dumb.
But I would just say.
Do you get in the argument? So when you do your thing, and this is Jay's thing, where he'll see what his daughters are spending on her, even his wife.
Cancel
the payments. Do you get.
I don't
like,
do
how
that
does
much.
It go down after that?
I kind of overhype that. I don't cancel much. I mean, I've probably done that 5 times.
Okay,
ever.
But when that happens, what happens thereafter? Like once they find out, like when your wife's like, "Hey, where's that candle I ordered last week?"
Right.
Amazon usually brings that candle the next day.
No, it's not my wife I have to worry about. It's my daughters.
The kids.
Yeah. They're the
ones. What's the number one thing you argue about?
But now, since my older daughter has a job, she's got her own salary, so she can cover all that. It's my younger daughter down at school,
she's still on Scholly.
It's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't factor in, you know, where the money's going, how much is available, what's the balance.
Sure.
All right, we have bills to pay.
She's supposed to spend it.
She's got to go to the grocery store and spend $70.
It basically has no sense of...
No, and that's my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm trying. I think I'm getting better at it.
Can you teach your kids to be financially literate? But, can you do that?
But when they first got to school, I was bad at it.
Mm.
I wasn't telling them... I wasn't telling them to budget.
What's the number one thing you guys argue about? I would guess in your family it's money.
You mean my wife and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably money. But we don't argue.
Yeah, but just like get rick at each other.
it's definitely money.
Just get a little
money.
Bit bitter. For me, it's not money at my house.
What is it?
Me being a slob or just not putting stuff away or just being a disappointment as a human. That is by far.
That's number one?
Yeah.
Number one in the clubhouse?
Yeah, you didn't put that away.
Yeah.
I told you to pick up this for your mother. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to pick up Kate. You didn't do this. You didn't do that.
What's your number one?
In my house, I'm more of the clean one, so I'm like the Dina in that relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I like to put coats in the coat closet versus just throwing them on the couch, and then stuff just starts piling up. So that's one. And number two is money. For sure.
Money. Oh.
For sure.
Not for me.
And I've tried every approach with my wife. Like, can we do a budget? It's just, she just does not, she does not react well to any sort of money talk. Mm. You can come in soft, you come in hard, and then she'll claim that I have a bad tone about it. I'm like, well, what? So I actually said this recently. I was like, well, let's reverse roles. How would you approach it?
Yeah. What'd she say?
And she just shuts down. She doesn't, she won't play that game.
Sounds icy over like, there when the money topic comes up.
Yeah.
You need to get her own credit card and put her on a limit.
Yeah. I mean,
probably.
We're not going to do that. But, you know, look, there's realities of we make a good living, but realities, we made a lot less last year.
Hmm.
We didn't hit any bonuses. We need listeners to listen harder.
Yeah, but you also have, all three of you have dual incomes, which help. I've got
it certainly helps.
I've got Uno income.
Well, that hurts.
Dual.
You're jailing.
Hurts.
One income.
Yeah, but you're done with your college money too.
That's true.
Right? You're good.
I got four more months.
He barely spent on college. They went to state schools.
Yeah. I got lucky.
Come on, let's go.
I got lucky.
There we go. State schools.
Crazy.
Very nice.
Well,
keeps your expenses
lower. But you factor in all the freaking football games I went to. They were basically out of state.
All those hotel stays.
Oh my gosh!
How much money were you pouring into the local whatever, Hampton Inns.
I mean, for a big game, for a Clemson game, they're Holiday Inn Express is charging $700 a night.
Well, that is insane.
Okay. What about you, Travi? You're a married man.
$700 a night.
It's insane.
Travi, you're a married man, too. You have twins at home. Yeah. What is the number one thing you guys argue about? What do you have to confess to the priest about?
Well, that's not so much. I mean, I would say maybe it just like roles in the house and who's like watching the kids, mm-hmm. and things like that. But and look, not one person out there should take marriage advice from me. But what works, like I hated watching my parents argue about money when I was young. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing I remember them arguing mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. Right? My mom storm off, walk around the block, come back like an hour later, do the whole routine. Right, I've seen it a million times.
Wow.
What works for me is separate bank accounts.
Mm. Okay,
like my wife when I'd let her. I don't $100 to show up to my house. I don't even think about it because they're not, it's not coming out of my bank account. Mm. Now I make more money, so I do more of the heavy lifting, most of the mortgage and mm-hmm. the heavy bills and stuff like that. I let her like. Some of the stuff she pays for, but for the most part, all that makeup that comes and the skin, I don't even bat an eye.
Right.
Because it does. I know what's going to come out of the checking account that right. I'm in charge of.
Right.
And the bills will be paid.
Okay.
It works for me. I know that's old, like new school thing.
Some people do that.
But look, a lot of times when everyone shared.
Whatever works is good.
When people were sharing bank accounts, women weren't working, really. It was like a one income family a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Now you have a lot more independence. Women are making more than men in a lot of time.
Yeah.
So.
Not my wife.
So not your house.
But I think at your house, what? Though, you argue about like her leaving the oven on and stuff like that, right? You're the controlling person in the relationship in your family.
Well, my house not wanting to burn down, I don't know if it's controlling.
But it's no, called self-preservation.
But you're the one that starts the arguments.
No. I don't think so.
Get yelled at a lot? Like, not yelled at, but like disappointed in you?
She's never sized. Right? What I feel like in my house a lot of times is I'm carrying the ball 34 times a game. Right?
Oh,
right.
Like, you're the workhorse back?
It's just nonstop. Like, I'd like a two-back system would be great in our house. A nice receiving back, relief.
But I feel like that's on you. You're too controlling. I feel like it's on you.
No, it's the opposite. I carry the load.
Yeah.
I just carry the load. I don't know what else to say.
Yo, you're Sean Alexander in his prime.
Sometimes you just have to
And you know what? Like, he burned out early.
I feel like that in cleaning. Like, I'll come home, and I've said this. I'll come home, and I'm guaranteeing that today there'll be a mess in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And like, so I'm a little bit like Jason this way. I don't understand it, because when I left it at night, like, if I clean at night, mm-hmm. I put away the dishes. The house is perfectly clean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it be like that when I get home in the morning? But there's like plates on the table, dishes in the sink.
I mean, every
a Miracle Whip thing out.
Hey, right now, what are the odds that JP is going to have to issue an apology to his wife tomorrow on the air?
Why?
It's got to be like 50%. Right
now.
What did he say that's so bad?
He's not going to get sized. She's not going to get sized to hear this. Probably. Like, my wife doesn't listen. She never listens.
Yeah, my wife's not listening either. She's working right now. No, she's teaching a class.
Someone might tell her.
I don't think I'll be in trouble. I'm the one that's always disappointing.
Fine.
Huh?
Yeah. You're not doing anything.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just being me.
I don't think I'd be in trouble, but I'm never home this week, so I wouldn't even know if my
but your wife
is.
You
have to drive to MGM to yell at you.
She doesn't get upset with him. She's literally, he walks on water.
Yeah. We might get an on-air apology from JP Flame tomorrow.
You think?
I'll be here for it, too. Right? Be funny.
Being too hard?
You know what the phrase that stuck out to me? She shuts down when I bring up money.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not going to go over well.
It's reality.
I don't think he's being mean, though.
I don't think it. Look, the reason,
I know
Drab put it in there.
I know he's not being mean.
He said
honest.
58 times a year is the average for a couple. I could relate to that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're up to 58.
Once a week, basically.
Yeah. My wife just says.
I think it's actually pretty common.
What?
Of course
when
it
you
is.
People complain
it's
about
it.
It's probably, the bot, like, this is stereotypical because in some relationships, like EB, the guy generally doesn't buy as much as the woman. It's just the way it is.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's
and so,
probably true.
You know, sometimes you're like, what the hell is going on? Like he said, now you've got a system.
I will say
he doesn't worry about it. I don't have that system. I've got a joint account. I'm the one who's in charge of the checkbook, and I just see minus, 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 minus.
Dude, you could see it every single day. But I will say my wife is really good at not spending a lot of money on clothes. She does a lot of thrifting. She goes to thrift stores all the time.
Right.
And
does she flip a, when she sweat, goes to the...
A sweater that would probably be $250.
Yeah.
You know, in a store.
Yeah.
She can get it for $10.
Right.
Yeah, she's buying dead guy or dead woman's sweater.
100%. Does she flip them? She's very good about that.
Does she flip them or does she just wear them?
No, she
likes to do that.
She likes it.
Yeah,
it's like Valdez.
I'm very, very fortunate that way.
Yeah.
My wife's got a wife.
She's got to totally rent good. The runway and have a new dress for going out to MGM National Harbor.
Right, mm. right.
Now she would argue that she's saving because she's renting it and then you return it.
Now my daughters, you should see how many effing purses they have, and they're not getting them from thrift stores.
Yeah, get them from like Coach.
Yeah.
Well, I think Coach is a nubby brand.
Well, whoever. I mean, there's, but they need a new purse every week.
Your daughters have Louis Vuitton bags?
Probably. I don't know.
Pricey.
Maybe they got that at the thrift store.
Well, you better hope so.
Did I tell you when we did the whole thing? We went up to Canal Street in New York City, and we bought one of those fake bags for my daughter. She saw a TikTok thing, and we chased down this Asian lady that had like a menu of all the bags, and then she went into some dungeon. And came out, you know, and we bartered, and I gave the guy like $60 for some fake bag.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you that?
I think you did.
Yeah.
Did anything happen with the bag?
Yeah. The nubs?
I mean, I told her, I said, I don't know what it's made of, but it can't be made well.
No.
So don't use it that much. If you like,
don't overuse it.
Yeah, like I would not use it that much if it's important to you, you know.
Anyway, 58 times a year, that's your average couple.
Yeah.
Cakes under.
Way under.
EB under. Jason and I probably over.
Yeah. Oh, no, but I would say that my wife, though, is disappointed in me on a daily basis.
That's 365.
On a daily basis. I've done something to disappoint her on a daily basis.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Props to Tony Skin and the George Mason Patriots last night. They get a road win in conference at St. Louis by 2 in overtime. So they improved to 20-5, 11-1 in the A-10.
Wow.
Very impressive. They are tops in the A-10. VCU is right behind them. GW hosting VCU tonight. So our boy Chris Caputo looking for a big underdog win at home against VCU. So, but props to George Mason, Tony Skin doing a great job there. I think we're working on trying to get him on the show here soon. But the locals had a pretty good week because AU won and Howard won. George Mason won last night. Maryland won their last game. And of course we got GW. GW went to St. Bonaventure and got a win, but now they're coming back home to play VCU. So hopefully the locals keep winning, keep an eye on GW tonight.
Very good.
You didn't bring this up in the entertainment page. I just saw this. Did Pete Davidson have over 200 tattoos removed from his body?
Well, he's talked about that for a
while.
Holy
crap.
It's a long process. He actually says it's very painful, too.
Yeah, they say that it is basically burning them off. But I'm on this story, which has some of the pictures, and he had, I mean, obviously he had over 200 tattoos. He had them everywhere, all on his chest, his arms.
And he had them all removed?
I think he's in the process.
Oh,
like it, they say they got to like burn them off. There's a whole thing, and you have to go back like 12 times.
Wouldn't that scar your skin for life?
That's why they burn the skin off, too.
There are pictures here where he's got no shirt. He's doing some campaign for, I don't know, a clothing brand called Reformation.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like he has any of these tattoos left.
Mm. Yeah. I saw him I didn't see him with the shirt off. I know there's a viral photo of him. I was trying to find it. I mean, I've seen his arms. You could still see the hint of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like totally gone. But these guys, like Post Malone and Jelly Roll and these guys, they have these ridiculous tattoos on their face.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
I know.
There's no reason to have that at this point. You look ridiculous.
I mean, it used to be edgy to have, like, one on your neck, like, back in, like, 25 or 30 years ago. But now it's just guys have face tattoos.
Is that just a self-esteem thing?
I don't know.
I think a lot of that is just drug abuse.
Especially women. When women do it, it's got to be a self-esteem thing.
When do women do it? That women are putting them on their face now?
Oh, yeah.
Like celebrity chicks or like regular
girls? I don't know about celebrity, but I mean, I know of one in particular. I know one personally that's tattoos everywhere. On her fingers, face.
She has them on her face.
Legs.
Where? She's a regular person.
Legs down on her foot.
Is she like everywhere. One of your daughter's friends type thing?
No, it's just no.
An acquaintance?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever in your life think about it? I know Cakes did.
No.
I did.
Cakes wanted to get one on his big bicep.
My big bulging bicep. I wanted the classic. I wanted one of two. I wanted the classic white trashiest one ever. Right. Barbed wire. Yeah. Or a Tasmanian devil. Like, so stupid.
Aren't you glad you didn't do it? Because once you go down that highway.
Yeah.
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 Listen, do what you want to do. Everybody has their own thing. But at this point, if you have face tattoos, you have to regret them.
You would think.
And I would highly recommend you try to get them taken off. It's probably expensive, actually.
Who would hire you if you had a face tattoo?
Radio.
All right.
Yeah, radio would hire you. Radio would hire. Well, they'll hire anybody.
I mean, work at a fast food restaurant, maybe. But sure. Who else would hire you? I mean, no office jobs.
I know. I see dudes that have like these tattoos on their arms that go down into their hands.
Sure.
You know, so it's like, I don't know. I just think it looks trifling.
Well, at least Pete Davidson's trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, he says like he had like awful self esteem. He felt terrible about himself, so he would just go out and get another tattoo.
Yeah.
But I think like guys like Jelly Roll and them under the influence, for sure. Like
I'm
out
sure
of
that's
their mind.
Probably a combination
getting, when they're getting all those tattoos like on their face.
Right. Probably a combination of that.
Yeah, but you're an artist. It's kind of part of your brand, right?
It is, but you don't have to.
You don't have to put it on your face.
You don't have to have it on. You could get rid of some of them. I mean, you look ridiculous. You know they look. You know they look in the mirror and they're repulsed. They probably can't even look in mirrors.
I just got an email from Danny Kurish over at the Nats. Davey Martinez available for Zoom today. Spring training's here.
When do pitchers and catchers?
Well, they
it's February.
It kind of depends on the team.
So later in the month?
I think the Dodgers and Yankees have already started practice.
You won't go
I'm
to
not
West
sure
Palm
about the
and
Nats.
Go on assignment. Just start interviewing all the Nats and Davey.
No.
Go in the locker room, go in the clubhouse.
I'll go to West Palm, but I don't want to go to the park.
You don't want to do that part.
What is the over-under on the net? Do they have a number yet for them for season total wins?
I mean, I can check.
Remember last year it was below the year before?
Last year it was
but I think they did
66
better
than, and a half.
And they went over, right?
Oh, yeah.
They hit the over
pretty easily.
We got over.
20 Major League Baseball teams, including the Nationals, report today.
Today. Okay.
February 12th.
Let's see the win total.
The Cubs already reported on February 9th. The Dodgers yesterday.
I'm gonna guess it's like 72.
I'm gonna wait. Eight other teams tomorrow.
I need Savannah to give me the inside skinny.
70 and a half.
I'll tail whatever her pick is.
70 and a half
over
is their
or
win
under.
Total.
Whatever she says, I'm gonna take her advice.
If she's around tomorrow, maybe we book Savannah to give us a Nats. She'd just do a Nats segment.
Well, here's the primer.
Here's their projected opening day lineup. All right, CJ Abrams 1, Dylan Cruz 2, James Wood. Three hitter. Nate Lowe, who they just acquired from Texas, cleanup. Josh Bell, again, five hole. Garcia, 6. Ruiz, batting 7. Jose Torreya, 8. And Jacob Young, their stud center fielder, 9. That's the projected opening day line.
If the young guys pan out, it'd be fine. They need the pitching.
They need the pitching, obviously, yeah. They need JoJo to get healthy. They need Mackenzie Gore to stay healthy. They need Mitchell Parker to pitch like he did last year. I don't know. I kind of like the over 70 and a half.
Anytime that you mention Mitchell Parker, I think of your old guy that used to cut your lawn, right? Wasn't it Mr. Parker?
Mr. Parker, yeah. His first name wasn't Mitchell. I can't remember what his first name was. I think it was Don.
I will say this, that before he swooned...
Mm-hmm.
What's the lefty pitcher? What's his name again?
Gore.
He's legit. Gore. When he's on, he's legit.
All right, boys, we got to get out of here. But
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.